This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got hit in the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I'm back from the NoCo Hemp Expo in Colorado. And boy, what a journey it was. Super Don, remember that picture of me with the cardboard cutout of Jeff Sessions?
Yes,
There's one of our listeners offered to do the cardboard cutout of me, and I would want one today because I would put it here and then I would go to take a nap because
Don't know how well a cardboard cutout would do on radio, though. You know, I mean,
well, for those watching
video,
on YouTube,
okay, maybe.
Yeah,
but
for those watching on YouTube, anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to start out our broadcast week with some really cool stuff here, but before we bring up our good buddy Brian Hooker, he's got some great news coming out in terms of what they call vaccine autism denialism. We'll get to that in a moment. But Super Don, I just got to let you know, I shouldn't be awake and on the show tonight. There's no way. I got the flight last night was delayed like 4 or 5 hours. I got in at 4 a.m. Finally got home, and I wanted to sleep for 2 hours, but I had to get up at like 6 something to go help my son's track meet. They were hosting a big divisional thing. And so I'm directing bus traffic at 7 a.m. for 2 hours. I'm like, I can't stay awake. It's a give me one of those day globe vests so in case I fall on the road, nobody runs over me. And they did, which was nice. So I got back. I kind of crashed for an hour or two, just kind of, you know, I don't know if I even nap, but whatever. I get up, shower, go, and I get back to my son's track meet. It was so cool because Elijah was really coming into his own in his senior year. He's just like 2.5 years of track. And he has took second in pole vault today, qualified for regionals. He took fourth in the 110-meter hurdles, qualified for regionals. And what else did he do? Oh, he got his personal record in the high jump. He didn't qualify, but he didn't care, but he got 5'4", just like he's like the smallest guy out there doing the jump. So it was just fun to watch my son. And I say this with the heavy heart of all of those family members that have children who are harmed by vaccination. Because I look at my son and I look at what he's capable and able of doing, able to do because we didn't allow the doctors to get near him with those needles. And I've said this about my son. There's evidence of, you know, occasionally he's had through his young life neurological tics, things that indicate to me that had he been vaccinated, he would have been one of those children on the autism spectrum. How deep in it, I don't know. But many of that generation of millennials and beyond, disaster, absolute disaster. So I'm grateful to God and everybody that is now speaking out about these dangers, including our good friend Brian Hooker here. Brian, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Robert Scott Bell, good to be with you.
Brian, you know, you're such a good friend and such a good man for doing all that you're doing. And, you know, the injury to your son, how you've dedicated your life to help others. And you're writing, you're researching. And a year ago, last Friday, we lost a good friend, mutual friend of ours, Liam Sheff. And a year without Liam, he's still living on. His book, Official Stories, is still amazing. And our first story this hour with you, Brian, is about Senator Richard Dickey Pan. evidence of the fact that we are winning, or maybe we have already won the battle. And I'm not to say there are not skirmishes to go on, but evidence of what's happening in California indicates to me that we have already won, because he's put forward a bill called SB 1424, Internet, Social Media, False Information Strategic Plan, which basically sets about to set up some kind of commission where all independent news or media or blog or social media sites have to now be approved by some government-sanctioned body before it can go out into the world, particularly if it's in California. But the way it's written, if it has a presence in California, and how do you turn off the Internet for California? So the fact that they're doing this, that he's attempting to do this, it tells me, Brian, that they have lost the battle. They have no legitimate way of communicating sense, intelligence, intellectual concepts, scientific facts to overcome what they call fake news. If they had the ability to do so, they would have done so long ago, and all of this stuff would have gone away. So what they're left with is cries for censorship, fascism from the pediatrician's podium, if you will, in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. So, Brian, I don't know if you're as positive an outlook as I am based on what I'm seeing here. I know a lot of people are scared and bummed out, but it's evidence that they've lost the battle.
Oh, I agree full-heartedly. I think they're on the ropes, and I think that we're seeing these preposterous bills and the preposterous ignorance of Senator Richard Pan in terms of believing that he can step on the First Amendment. And, you know, even if this does pass, how is that going to pass muster in the court system? It just makes absolutely no sense. And, this is a backlash to the fact that we have such a huge presence on social media, on the alternative Internet sites, and on the non-mainstream news sites. Our stories are getting picked up over and over and over again. I was so encouraged. I saw, the story that I just did on World Mercury Project, got picked up by several different media outlets, and was, re-blasted out to the Internet several different times, under different covers, first under World Mercury Project, obviously, but there are so many people that are now voting with their feet and are, seeing the snakes in the grass like Richard Pan for who they are, that we have these people up on the ropes. I'm serious. I think that this is a really, really crucial time for us not to get discouraged and to continue to move on and continue to talk to your neighbors. Talk to anybody that you see that's pregnant. Talk to anybody that you see that has young children. I do this at church all the time. I go to a rather large church in small Redding, California. Our congregation is about 10,000 people. And I take the opportunity, if I see a young couple that is pregnant, or a young couple that I know is considering having children, or a young couple that has children, I'll talk to them. And I'll let them know. And, my son's vaccine injury was not in vain. Forget it. It was absolutely not in vain.
Well, exactly. And I feel like so many children that are being born or yet to be born are not going to be harmed in the same way because of the work you're doing and many of our friends are doing, our dearly departed Liam Sheff has done, and will continue to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And to your point, Brian, it is not a time to cower in fear, run and hide, and gag your own mouth so that nobody hears you because you're afraid that Senator Dickie Pan is going to come after you. He's afraid. He is a frightened little mouse. I want to say pussy willow. You get where I'm going with this. This punk is trying to suppress with the power of government, power and force and fraud from government, the government gun. They're the only ones that are supposed to have guns, according to left-wing doctor nut jobs like Senator Dickie Pan. And they want to suppress your ability to speak truthfully, honestly, openly, and freely about how you feel about things, and even referencing the materials within the scientific literature that are inconvenient truths to Senator Pan and the people who bought him, and many others of the Democrats of the California State Legislature and Senate. So we have a very real situation of an admission of defeat with a bill like SB 1424. Let them pass it. Go ahead. It's only going to accelerate their demise. It's an absurdist notion that they have to suppress opposing views at this point because they don't have the moral high ground, ethical high ground. They don't have the scientific high ground. And that leads us to your recent article. And, let's go beyond censorship because thankfully it hasn't been censored. Here we go again. More vaccine autism denialism. It's published in a number of places, including with our friends at the World Mercury Project. What are you writing about here, Brian?
Well, a new paper came out just recently in the journal JAMA Pediatrics, and lo and behold, autism and autistic children have been blamed for everything under the sun. It's been blamed on old dads. It's been blamed on fat moms. It's blamed on psychotic parents. And now what we're getting the blame for is germy children. What they're basically saying in this piece of trash is that children who have received an autism diagnosis are now under-vaccinated. It's a very duplicitous paper. It's very ingenious in its devilishness. It basically looks at the vaccination rates of children after they've received an autism diagnosis. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that most people will catch on. You know, most people like myself, the last set of vaccines that my son received were the vaccines that he got right before his autism diagnosis, and then we didn't vaccinate any further. We knew mm-hmm. that something happened very, very wrong, and we stopped vaccinating. And so this is what these Einsteins at the CDC and the Kaisers have uncovered, is that after children receive an autism diagnosis, then their vaccination rates go down as compared to the general population.
That's what we call a moment of duh right here on the show. I mean, what did you think was going to happen? They watched their children change right before their eyes, regress. It's just devastating following these vaccines. They're going to comply in the future. They're going to get even more of those things. What are these people are the really, I would hesitate to use the word idiots, but at least numbnuts.
Oh, yeah. They're dough heads. This is preposterous in its simplicity. And it's, Captain Obvious moment that, people learn and people are understanding the cause and effect. And now CDC is attempting to scold these beleaguered ASD families for poor compliance in their vaccine schedule. It's the last thing that we need. And it's basically saying, look, oh, the children who aren't getting vaccinated are those, evil autistic families.
Wow, wow, wow. Everybody, check out the article by Brian Hooker. It's linked up in the show notes at robertschadbell.com. We got a lot more healing to go. Dr. Rasha Bittar, Advanced Medicine, second hour. We got some nice questions of the day, comments of the day as well, and more of Brian Hooker.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm feeling better about the show already. I was a little nervous coming into today because of my sheer exhaustion. You know, slurring of speech. I didn't shave. It's a horrible mess on the YouTube if you're watching. But here we are. And Brian Hooker's here. It always makes me smile. And, you know, we're really applauding Richard Pan's efforts to suppress our freedom of speech, because it only highlights their lunacy, their idiocy, their lack of any intellectual integrity, that they have to shout down those who disagree with them and actually provide science to say this is why we disagree. But there are a number of adults out there, perhaps they're part of the reason why this charade is going on so long, Brian. Here's a study, astonishing study. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Survey shows adults prefer popping pills over exercise to treat their high blood pressure. So, given the option, we are still the United States of Drug America. And I think that is facilitating or feeding the ignorance, you know, of the Senator Richard Dickey Pants who are trying to inject us or eject our children. There's a whole culture that has evolved over a number of generations now that really truly believes that you can take care of ailments by taking synthetic toxic poisons approved by the Fear and Death Administration. And I guess, you know, we've got to keep working at it, but it's also an indication of the people who I'll never be able to help. And I've made peace with that. I'm okay with that. If you're one of those folks that says, you know what, exercise, just give me a pill. No, I can't do anything. It's over. Maybe you laugh a little bit with us occasionally, but I can't help you. So, Brian, you're here. Maybe you can help us.
I can help you. I can. Don't take that pill. That's the first. The golden rule is just leave that pill on the table. Get off of your butt and exercise. That's something that I need to do. I love to do when I have the opportunity to do it. And, you know, we need wellness practitioners. practitioners. We do not have wellness practitioners in the United States. We have sick care. We don't have health care. And sick care keeps corporations bloated. It keeps profits going, but it does not keep people healthy. And we are being left in the dust in as far as the world is concerned because we are not embracing health care. We are embracing sick care, and we are starting at the very beginning. You know it's me, so I'm going to bring the conversation back to vaccines if at all possible.
Yes.
And we're starting out at the gate before children are even born by giving them that prenatal flu shot and the Tdap shot. And then we're following closely behind as soon as they're born with, you know, upwards to 74 vaccines by the time they're age 18 years old. I mean, it is just preposterous. You know, when children are having 5-6 needle sticks in a single doctor's visit, it's incredible. And, you know, my son is 20 years old now. He was born in 1998. And I can remember thinking that 3 vaccines in a doctor's office was preposterous and too much. And this was even when I was still pro-vaccine. I was thinking that it was too much. But now they tie these infants down, and they'll give them 2 in each arm, 2 in each leg, and just to get the proper number of needle sticks in. And then, you know, we're surprised when the baby, you know, you wake up the next day and the baby's gone. Baby has left this earth. And, you know, but yet you look at the profile of what is put into these, you know, these harmful vials and injected into babies, it makes absolutely no sense that we would do this, except for it is driven by profit. It is.
Yeah, well, illness, sickness, and I'm talking sick in the headness, like Senator Dickie Pan. It was quoted as saying water is the most dangerous component in the vaccine. What are you guys worried about? What's in a vaccine? Oh, water? Yeah, that's the most dangerous. Mercury, aluminum, aborted fetal cells, animal RNA, DNA. What other stabilizers and antibiotics are in there? I mean, we go on and on.
Right.
What's in it? That's
right.
Liam would always say that.
On.
Ask the question, what's in it?
And what is he going to do? I mean, part of his censorship campaign is going to have to be the National Library of Medicine, because if you look at the National Library of Medicine, there are over 140 publications that link vaccines to autism alone, among other neurodevelopmental disorders. If you look at Thimerosal alone, there's over 1,000 publications that talk about the neurological damage that's caused by Thimerosal. So he's going to have to censor the National Library of Medicine, a good old PubMed that all of us members out here, you know, live and die on every day, looking for our medical information, is not a reputable source, according to Dickie Pan.
Incredible, isn't it? Well, we've got a lot more discussion to go with Dr. Professor Brian Hooker. We love him. And if you haven't read his article, it's linked up now in the show notes. Thanks to Super Don adding it up and getting it out to the world at large. If we have time and Super Don says it's okay, we'll take a comment of the day. And I want to say a special thank you to one of our listening families out there from Texas, one of which visited me at the NoCo Hemp Expo.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Well, great hour because Brian Hooker is with us. Super Don making it sound so good. We got Mackenzie on the board. RobertScottBell.com. If you want to know about the upcoming events, we're going to be adding more in the next a couple of days. Atlanta is next, the Alive Expo, and you can get free tickets to see me and a whole bunch of cool people in Atlanta. I'll be lecturing twice there. On the immune system, on neurological health, and it's going to be awesome. Really, really looking forward to that. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Brian Hooker. I found out he's going to be at that Julie Gerberding protest. And I'll be a day late for that. Not a dollar short, because we'll be there the next day and connect and have a great time together. Now, Brian said he would indulge us because we had a comment today that was so heartwarming and overwhelming we couldn't ignore it for a segment more.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody.
Excuse me.
Our good buddy Mark D, you know how he starts his letters to us. What's up, my healing partners? And we always kid him about that. But he does. He says, I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for helping me along my journey of transformation. From the allopathic mindset to the natural, or how I like to say, the God pure mindset. I like that, Mark D, the God pure mindset. That's nice. I feel cleaner already. Don't you, Super Don?
Is that like a brand of heavenly soap?
Heavenly soap, like ivory snow, God pure.
God pure.
I like that. That's a good thing to bathe in, don't you think, Brian?
I think so. It's a lot better than rose milk. Remember that stuff
Ooh,
from the Lawrence Welk show? Yes, rose milk.
Yeah.
I ain't that old.
Pass on that. I know. Oh, my gosh. We're going to get funky now. All right. I've been doing about 3 hours of research every workday for about 10 years now, Mark D. says, on natural therapies, remedies, supplements, causes, cures, etc. I've taken many rabbit trails on all those subjects and have come to a point that I teach it confidently now, both formally and on a daily basis. In my research over a long period, I've learned where and who to get the information from when I don't know something. I have a pure list of websites and people now, and you're on top of that list. Usually it's the bad list, on the naughty list. But
that's a good list to be on. Yeah, not the normal list, right?
Brian Hooker, I made it on the good list. What is up with that?
You've always been on the good list. You've never been on the naughty list.
Oh, I've got to try harder. Okay, so Mark D. says, I have a pure list of websites, okay? Now, I've been listening to you since your show became part of Mike's Talk Network. Some years ago, 8 or 9 years ago. Where he doesn't have that talk network the same way before, but yeah, it really launched to 6 days a week from 1 day a week, and that was an awesome, awesome leap. That was Groundhog Day 2011. Anyway, there was a transition period that I needed to go through, Mark says. From the old allopathic way of thinking to the natural world. I picture it like this. Me being cradled in my doctor's arms, kind of like dad or God. He would tell me exactly what to do, and I would do it. I know now what he, Dad, was really saying was, do as I say, not as I do. LOL, he says. The fact is that when it comes to something I don't know about, there needs to be a cradling period until I can walk on my own. Robert, you've been that person for me. Now, you know what? Now I feel like we're doing a Casey Kasem long distance.
I was just going to say, you should be doing a right. Casey Kasem impression during this, huh?
Now I'm just getting embarrassed. All right. Listen, the heart, man, my heart is happy here. It really is. Let's see. He says, the fact is, when it is all right, I jumped out of my doctor's arms and found myself flapping in the wind, he says. When I found you freely giving solid information, I knew I was in the right place. I'm running on my own now. I appreciate your teachings and continued support when I ask. You know, this is super down why I say this is a healing ministry. And I know some people, you know, get all into, oh, I'm not religious. You know, just lay off the labels and just feel it, right? Feel the healing. And this is what we do here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And Mark D., you're just making me super smile here, right? Robert, I want to thank you from the depths of my spirit, Mark says. Everyone needs to be carried for a time until they can walk on their own. I've learned from you that the power to heal is mine, which is nice to know, but you taught me how to accomplish that statement as well. Which is more important? Okay, now I'm about to tear up. This is come on, Mark D., lay off. This is too much. Now I feel like I'm an extension of your ministry. Oh, I consider myself a field rep, and we're doing this together. Hence, what's up, my healing partners? See, we got a lot of backstory there, Super Don, and why he says that. By the way, I don't just throw questions to you so I can be heard on the radio. You know, Mark D., I never got that from you, not once. So don't worry, we never thought that. I'm trying to help someone in need if I don't have the answers. Just so you know, you've probably physically helped 150 to 200 people and educated many more through me alone. I don't believe this could be done so effectively if Super Don wasn't at the helm. Thank you, too, brother.
Oh, cool.
I, Yeah. I thank you, my brothers. Let's keep rocking this together. Love you guys, Mark D. And I consider Brian Hooker one of our brothers here, and I know you do too. And Brian, I wouldn't read this with just any other guest, but you're part of the family, so I know you could roll with us on that. Thank you, Mark D. And thank you, Brian Hooker, because I really, what he said about me, I would say that about you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I consider it an honor to be numbered in this illustrious group. Thanks.
And you know, it's a heartfelt passion and mission that we have. Some of it born out of a lot of misery and difficulty. When I, you know, dedicated my life to do what I do, to bring the power to heal back to the people who are ready, not those that are popping pills for blood pressure because they don't want to exercise, those who are ready, I look back at the suffering I went through, and it's my suffering. I'm not comparing it. It's not worse or better than anybody else's. We could always play those games. That's not what I try to do here. But it was mine, and it taught me what I needed to know, and therefore I am grateful. In retrospect, if I wasn't grateful at the time, I certainly am now because of what it brought. And these kids, like your son, Brian, I believe on some level, spiritual level, they sacrificed a bit of themselves, a lot of themselves, so that others wouldn't have to go down this path. And you, as a father, have taken up that cause for your son. And your son has done so much for so many through you and through all of us, because we can communicate what's happened, what's transpired, and the research and the digging and the steadfastness, if I can say it that way, of what you're doing and revealing without fear at this point, no matter who yells at you and calls you names.
Right, right. No, we wake up to that every morning. We wake up to the name calling every morning, and you know, it's because of my son and because of other wonderful special individuals that we continue to do what we do. Mm-hmm. And you know, we are compelled to do it. It is you know, one of the things that I literally, when I went down to Australia last summer, I felt like a missionary. Mm-hmm. Of the cause,
yes.
Because these people were crying out. I mean, they were starving for this information, and to see the carnage that had been done and the level of persecution that they were going under, they needed encouragement. Mm-hmm. And so what you do every day, I mean, 6 days a week and beyond, is so vital. And, you know, carrying it across the airwaves, I mean, it is manna from heaven that we're getting from you.
Well, and that's why Julie Gerberding can't win. That's why Senator Richard Dickey Pan can't win, because it's a God thing. And their God is, you know, the pharmaceutical industrial complex. It's a false religion. And I'm not here again. We're not picking apart everybody's religious beliefs. I believe they're uniquely your own, whatever church, synagogue, or mosque you attend. But it's a deeper relationship to that which created us all. And when you abandon that relationship and you adopt Big Pharma as your God, and the vaccine syringe is sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, you've gone so far off the path that, you know, eventually it will destroy you, Richard Pan. We don't have to do anything but watch you destroy yourself with your aberrant behavior and calling for a fascistic suppression of speech that you don't like, that doesn't support your religious belief in vaccines and vaccinology. So I've gotten that off my chest, Brian. Thank you.
You're doing good. You're doing good, sir. I appreciate that. And you know, we need to call a spade a spade. We need to call out these people, and we need to encourage others to call out these people, and encourage other people to be brave. And, mm-hmm. You know, it takes a lot of bravery, and it takes a real thick skin, when you embark upon this battle. It is really, really easy to just sort of duck and cover and not weather up under this. And but, you know, it's people like you guys that are so encouraging to me, and people like the memory of Liam, Chef, who just, you know, what a wonderful man. And we have to keep going. We have to keep going for the memory of Liam. We have to keep going for people like my son, mm-hmm. and for other, you know, hundreds of thousands of vaccine injured children just here in the United States alone. I dare say it's over a million. I would say it's over a million.
Well, it absolutely is. And Super Don, again, this is, you know, it's beyond being a celebrity here, but you know, I hope you know how much I appreciate you. I mean, I couldn't do it, just as Mark D says. We are all doing this, and we're playing a part and a role, and I don't believe any part is greater or lesser than the other. And you know, for others, that's for others to decide or judge for themselves. But in my mind, this all works because we really have a shared passion and mission. And we have our own separate lives at the same time, but that's, you know, we come together and do this. I had someone else came to me at the NoCo Hemp Expo, who I've met before, Mark Spence and family. Mark Spence drove up from Texas He offered to drive me to the airport. He said, hey, I'll drive you down to Texas if you want to go there tomorrow. He says, ahoy, Dr. Bell. And he gave me a nice gift for my son, who I'm going to give this. Anybody who would give this to your kids, A Message to Garcia by Elbert Hubbard. But he says, ahoy, Dr. Bell. The RSB team's message could be played in the lobbies of every county hospital, cancer, quack house, and VA post to further address these enemies of the gates. At the gates, I'm sorry. Keep fighting good fights. Best regards and salute to the real heroes, the Mark Spence family. Mark, you're also a real hero for acknowledging that and sharing it in your own way. And I am blessed, again, to be able to put this message out here. And that's why I say, please say thank you to the people that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. They often do so at peril. You know, you've heard about people that speak out and suddenly they're boycotted, any number of things. So it takes those courageous few to stand up and say, yes, I believe this message is so important that I'm willing to risk certain other things to make sure that it gets out. And Brian, you know, the people that are supporting you as well, and the fact that you come on this show from time to time and, you know, have this, such a powerful and empowering message out of the heartbreak and heartache that you've been through.
Absolutely. And it's something that we've done. You see the forerunners of this movement of health freedom, of health choice, of healthy living, of being able to be responsible in terms of calling a spade with vaccine injury and the vaccine industrial complex. And you see the forerunners in this movement. We're like the Davids of this movement. If you consider the David and Goliath, you know, one of the things that I've been trained to do is not run away from my Goliath. It's run towards my Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
Because the arsenal that I have in you know, to get spiritual for a moment, even the arsenal that I have in God is so much greater than anything that they have that they would try to tear me down with.
Beautifully said. And that is why.
I want to be that.
You, and you are, my friend. And that is why, Julie Gerberding, you can run, but you can't hide from the, how will we say? Well, this is called the light of truth, right? And I know she has a different perspective on it, but if it only harmed her, it'd be one thing. But the fact that she and Dickie Pan are harming children yet to be born, much less those who are born, you can't be quiet and silent about that. Please do not. We are not here. We'll be back with Brian Hooker, another segment. We'll talk millennials and their belief system after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Among the many events coming up, the Robert Scott Bell Show tour, the world tour of 2018. I'm wearing this 2017 tour shirt that Steve Feld made for me, and I can't wait till we can find a way to make it for everybody. But for now, we got upcoming events, the tour. We're including the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10, 11, 12. Brian, you were at that one year. I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago, but it was great to see you there as well.
Oh, it's great to be there. I saw a bunch of friends. 2015 was yes. When I was there, and I'd love to come back, boy.
Yep, and we've got the teenage track as well for the Health Freedom for the Next Generation. So I'm encouraging you, if you've got teenagers that need to know about health freedom and healing liberty for their future, please bring them as well. We got Total Health Toronto coming up, and May 11th, 12th, 13th, Toronto, Canada. Del Bigtree, is he coming? I can't remember who all's going to be there. Oh, you know what? It is Del. Del's going to be hanging out with me that weekend, so we'll have a good time in Toronto.
Jealous.
Yeah, and let's see. We got the Treating Cancer with Cannabis Conference in Detroit, June 3rd, and Food is Medicine in Curacao. Wow. Yeah, you want to go to Curacao? Absolutely you do. They're a wellness island now. So check it all out. It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, we do from time to time make fun of millennials. We truly kid because we love. But then there is some things that...
Sometimes it's deserved, all right? Yes. Let's be honest here.
Some of us old folks don't get the millennials all the time. And Brian Hooker says he teaches the millennials in his classroom, so he can give us a perspective on this because, well, Super Don, what does the headline read here in this story?
Well, this is depressing, really. A third of millennials aren't sure the Earth is round.
Third. Well, these are not the people that go through Brian Hooker's class, I'm certain.
Well, here's the deal, okay? Uh-huh. There was a British market firm did a poll across the country. Mm-hmm. Of millennials here in the United States, And they found that only 66% of millennials answered that they believe the world is round.
All right, Brian, you're on, and you explain this one away.
My millennials know that the Earth is round. I'm not sure where these millennials came from. They live under rocks, under bridges.
Flat rock, no doubt, yes.
Flat, definitely flat rocks. But I, you know, in standing up for the slice of millennialism, if that's a word, mm-hmm. that I interact with and interface with, I've got some really super bright students. I am so blessed to have such bright students. In fact, just to brag on them, I took them to a national research conference and had three of them present research there, and they all know that the Earth was round. This is preposterous.
You know, Liam, of course, tackled all of these things, and we question a lot. We question official stories all of the time. But the question of whether the Earth is round at this point, it really takes it to such a degree where you are now in such a state of disbelief of anything and everything. I don't know how people function at that point. But okay, well, I sort of get it. But
here's another little find here from this survey. Okay, mm-hmm. So you've got 66% that believe that the Earth is round. You've got the remaining out of that remaining what would be 34%.
Yeah.
16% didn't know and weren't sure what shape the planet was. So they didn't know if it was round, it was flat, it's shaped like a donut. I don't know.
Wow.
Why are you asking
okay.
me this question? Let me tweet here somebody. Maybe I can find out. I mean, they don't even know. They can't pick a shape. What?
They can't pick a shape. Were any of them during the survey? Were any of them snorting condoms?
Or eating Tide Pods, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
One or the other. I don't
that explains it so much. Well,
oh,
folks,
God.
Listen, we want to protect the millennial mind as well, and some of them are beyond protection at this point. But, on that more serious note, you know, of those millennials and post-millennials that are yet to be or have not been injured yet by these vaccines, there are bright, bright young souls coming in. So we don't dismiss them in total. But the reality is, they have been harmed because of our previous generations being harmed. Toxicological impediments to our fulfilling our full state of being here in this body that is a gift from the Creator. So, Brian, again, you're speaking out truthfully, honestly, openly, with integrity, scientific integrity, which is an oxymoron in the government circles, and in a lot of academia, unfortunately. Not all of it, but a lot of it. And, again, you're standing tall and strong, and I appreciate you so much, my friend. I hope everybody goes to read the article. We have it linked up.
Okay, well, thank you so much. It was just a joy and a pleasure to be with both of you this afternoon.
Brian, we'll talk again off the air because I want to connect it with whoever the gang will be there in New York. We can do some radio when I'm up there, if not, just kind of hang out. But you uplifted my spirits that are tired because they haven't slept well enough yet. So thank you, Brian.
Thank you very much, Robert.
All right, next hour, Brian Hooker. He's not gone, not forgotten, but we have to make room for the big guy, Dr. Rashid Batar. Why? Because the power to heal is yours. It's his. It's ours.
Scott Bell Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.